I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the third hour of Jazz Unlimited and our show on the sleep cycle. We're going to have Toshiko Akiyoshi and the big band and Charles Mingus. The third hour is kind of dreams and nightmares. And we're going to start with Dreams If Time Weren't by the Marilyn Crispell Group. She's on piano with Gary Peacock on bass, Paul Motion on drums, and Annette Peacock on vocal in 1996.
You can't believe in anything. A life is so very short and meaningless. I keep hoping
if time weren't
absolute.
This is Jazz Unlimited's third hour, and we heard the Marilyn Crispell group of Marilyn on piano, Gary Peacock bass, Paul Motion on drums, and Annette Peacock on vocal. And she's the composer of the tune in this 1996 recording. The tune is called Dreams, If Time Weren't. We've got Jim Hall and Pat Metheny, Annette Cohen, the Birdland Dream Band, Charles Mingus again, Sun Ra, and others coming up. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we're going to hear one from the Toshiko Akiyoshi Big Band. And this is one called Broken Dreams. It was recorded in 1993. And the featured tenor soloist is Lou Tabakan. Again, dreams can take place in a very broken way. You can hip and hop from one situation to another very rapidly. And sometimes it's like looking into a mirror that's all broken up. And you see all of these various things happening at one time. And that's why the piece is called Broken Dreams. Mm-hmm. This is Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and the show tonight is called The Sleep Cycle. We heard the Toshiko Akiyoshi Lou Tabakan Big Band doing Broken Dreams, recorded in 1993. The tenor saxophone soloist is Lou Tabakan. We've got the Birdland Big Band, Charles Mingus, Sun Ra, and some other musicians coming up in this hour, so please stay tuned. We have a station break now, and we're going to hear Jim Hall and Pat Metheny on guitars, recorded in 1998 on a piece called Into the Dream. And then we're going to hear clarinetist Annette Cohen doing the theme song from the Artie Shaw Big Band called Nightmare. And we're going to move from dreams into nightmares. Annette Cohen is on clarinet. Paquito de Rivera also on clarinet. Jason Linder on piano. Joe Martin bass. And Daniel Friedman on drums in 2011. Thank you. This is Jazz Unlimited show on the Sleep Cycle. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight. And we heard Into the Dream by Jim Hall and Pat Metheny on guitars in 1998. And then Artie Shaw's theme, Nightmare, by Anat Cohen and Paquito de Rivera on clarinets, Jason Linder on piano, Joe Martin on bass, and Daniel Friedman on drums in 2011. We've got David Parker coming up, so please stay tuned. Now we have a set of three. The first one, Nightmare Alley by the Birdland Dream Band, with Herb Geller composing, playing the alto solo, and arranging in 1957. And then Weird Nightmare, Charles Mingus Nonet with Jimmy Nepper on trombone, Eric Dolphy and Yusuf Lateef on flute, Booker Irvin on tenor, and Lorraine Cousins vocal in 1960. And then Sun Ra's Medicine for a Nightmare. And that's his orchestra with Julian Priester on trombone, Pat Patrick, father of Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, on baritone, Sun Ra on electric piano and piano. And it is a recording made in 1958, coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. Dennis Owsley, and this is Jazz Unlimited's show on the Sleep Cycle. We heard the Birdland Big Band doing Nightmare Alley, and then the Charles Mingus Nonet doing Weird Nightmare, and then finally the Sun Ra Orchestra did Medicine for a Nightmare. We have a station break coming up, and of course, there's some other things that have to do with sleep. First, a state where your eyes are open and you're screaming and you're obviously seeing bugs or something. There is no sleep, there is no waking. And that's by David Parker on piano, with also extra sounds and chimes. Greg Mills, bambuka and kalimba. Peter Cohen on voice from 1989. Hopefully you make it through the night and you arise. This is played by the Lynn Ariel Trio of Lynn on piano, Jay Anderson on bass, and Steve Davis on drums in 2002. And then finally we will hear Morning Has Broken, Dan Rubright and Steve Schenkel on guitar, recorded in 1998.
He offers it to me like a laughing bird, the green parrot in the locust tree, roaring and roaring, cackling under the leaves, jumping up and down on the bough, watching me scurrying back and forth across the grass, weaving my pattern round and round again. He must have been there. He was the old man who brought the parrot every day to the park on a long green cane, sitting under the tree holding his sides. What monstrous entertainment I provided. And now, do I amuse him still? To offer me such wisdom, as if I have not considered before the precious gift, lifted straight out of Janus' temple, the two-faced bestower of necessities, God of openings and closings, God of beginnings and ends. And he knows that, too. He was there when I, weary from a day's running, sank down and contemplated the opportunity in front of me, the one, the only, the last. Like a child fingering the red ribbon, standing next to the package set like a stone in the middle of the room, wondering not what was inside, but what did it look like. Once going far enough to tear off the wrapping, but even then it was only another set of illustrations, a small oven, a razor blade and a cold water tap, an open window. Always a small detail unknown. What did the last lifting of the lid uncover? What did the last slow descent hide? Staring into the garden in the shadow of the Fulham gasometer, I waited to be shown the tokens of another disappearance. A bottle of Guinness had been drunk carefully, paid for out of the crowd in the Dog and Duck. Walked slowly back to Camden Town, quietly turned on the gas and put his head in the enameled altar. Another one sat up half the night brushing her hair. She landed on the spiked railings 18 floors down, the black iron point stuck out of her back. One more waited to pass Vienne before he opened the door of the Mistral at 90 miles an hour and went under the wheels. I wanted to know what they saw. I took off my clothes and piled them on the bed. I counted the floorboards between the window and the wall. I could hear them clearly now, instructing me. Through the hole in the ceiling, the giant whisper came down and covered me like a cloth. They told me then, it won't be any different. You won't change. Nothing happens. You simply do it. Go to the window now and step out. You will see yourself on the way down. You will go on. This isn't you. This is only one of many alternatives. Take another one. You will still be there. I thought, if I tell myself no, it must be true. They must be right. How can I tell myself? There must be two of us. We both inhabit the same body. If I can talk to myself, I can say goodbye to myself. And I will still be there, only with nobody to talk to. The glow of suspicion, an incandescent wire. That's what they want you to think. There's really only one of you. And then I stopped, and I said aloud, "Who said that?" That proves it. Someone must have spoken. It wasn't me. There's someone else here. I believe it. I don't want to. Other people do. They must have a reason. It must be better than this. It can't be worse. I want to believe that it is the end. If I can believe that, I won't do it. Look at the telephone. Call up Brian and ask him. You can't. He doesn't have a telephone. I was under the cloth by now. I used it like a curtain, curled up on the floorboards. I was still trying. I thought, sleep now. Sleep long enough. And when you wake, you won't believe this. You won't believe anything. You'll forget about this. I reached out and held the foot of the bedpost as tightly as I could, the brown wood cool and hard, when I heard them say, "You can't sleep. You will never sleep again. You're awake now. You will always be here in front of the window." I looked at the cat looking at me, the green cracks of light in his eyes, watching whatever he saw of me, and I said aloud, "If you sleep, I sleep."
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of three closes our show on Jazz Unlimited, called The Sleep Cycle, for tonight. We heard David Parker, our own David Parker, with There Is No Sleep, There Is No Waking, and it's 1989. The Lynn Arielle Trio, Arise, recorded in 2000. And then Dan Rubright and Steve Schenkel, another two of our great musicians from St. Louis. And This Morning Has Broken, recorded in 1998. I'd like to invite you to return next Sunday night from 9 to midnight for the music of Oscar Peterson. Have a good week, and we will see you then.